The village of Yunda sits between rolling farmland and woods. The first buildings went up more than 1,000 years ago. It looks like a lot of German villages. Narrow streets, terracotta roofs, and a towering church steeple. But talk to anyone here and they'll tell you Yunda is no ordinary town. It's the first community in Germany to be powered and heated by cow manure and grain.
This is the biogas power station on this side.
That's Gerd Pfaffenholz. He's lived here in Yunda for 20 years. He volunteers to show visitors, like me, the village's bioenergy plant.
This is the wood heating system, and what you don't see is the network who delivers the hot water in the ground.
Pfaffenholz stands on top of an underground storage tank. The liquid manure in here gets pumped over to a massive green tank. That's the anaerobic digester. There, microorganisms have a heyday eating manure and grains supplied by farmers in Yunda. The bacteria create biogas, which then gets combusted into heat and electricity. It's pretty silent outside the power station, but open the door. That's the sound of 700 kilowatts of power being generated. The electricity gets sent to the public network. It provides this village of 750 people with renewable power. There's an added bonus. Energy that's normally lost while making biogas gets captured and is used to heat water. That hot water gets delivered through a series of underground pipes to heat most of the homes in Yunda. The village's bioenergy plant went live 5 years ago. The price tag? Nearly $8 million. The money came through a government grant and from residents who each ponied up thousands of dollars to join the plant cooperative. The village has also cut its greenhouse gas emissions in half, already meeting targets set by the European Union for 2050.
It shows you what some wise investments and some collective thinking can make happen.
That's Jim McMillan. He researches biofuels at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Boulder, Colorado. He says Yunda has created an attractive model that could work in the northern U.S. and Canada, where people are more remote and winters are long and hard.
It's a good model, but Europe, I mean, they're built out much more than we are, and so they're doing a lot more in-building. Their density of buildings, the size of their square foot of their homes and everything is much more right-sized, and so these solutions are easier to implement there than they are here. I mean, we have a lot of big homes that would require a lot more heat.
Our attitudes are different, too. It took several years to get Yunda's residents to buy into the idea of going off the grid, but now most everyone is on board. Here in the U.S., we're a lot more individualistic, but McMillan still sees a lot of promise in what Yunda accomplished.
So one village is a good example, but we need to apply it across the board.
Other villages in Germany are building bioenergy plants. In the U.S., a few towns are attempting parts of Yunda's efforts. Reynolds, Indiana, replaced the town's vehicle fleet with cars and trucks that run on biofuel. It's now working with a company to turn algae into power. And in Grand Marais, Minnesota, they want to build a central heating system for the town that burns wood chips from the local sawmill. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.